And this week we're exploring how an attack on the nervous system by the immune system can lead to dramatic changes in a person's behaviour and mood. Next, we're going to look at how this might be involved in the somewhat controversial condition called chronic fatigue syndrome, or ME, myalgic encephalomyelitis. About one person in 500 is thought to be affected, and sufferers often describe symptoms of profound tiredness and lethargy that don't recover or improve with sleep or when they take rest. There's currently no consensus on what might be causing this condition. There are no tests that can confirm or refute the diagnosis, and nor is there a cure. But now we might be closer to understanding what causes at least some of the cases of the condition, thanks to new research being carried out in Norway. Øystein Fluger and also Olav Meller are from Haukeland University Hospital in Bergen. Tell us, first of all, Øystein, how did you become involved in this? Because we should make this clear, you're not experts in chronic fatigue syndrome so much as you are physicians who are seeking to treat a patient with a very different disorder.
Yes, we are oncologists that work mainly on lymphomas and brain tumours. But in 2004, we observed a patient with long-standing ME who got lymphoma. And she experienced a totally unexpected and very marked recovery of ME symptoms after she received lymphoma treatment with cancer chemotherapy. And we speculated on this case. When we met new ME patients, it was striking to learn how similar the patients were in symptoms and how they described to be previously completely healthy and often with an abrupt start of ME after infections. We reasoned that B cells could be important in a subgroup of ME patients. And
when you say B cells, these are the white blood cells, the lymphocytes that make, say, antibodies and have a memory against infections we've seen before, aren't they?
Yes, but we did a small pilot case series with a single infusion of the drug rituximab, which targeted these B cells, to three ME patients, and they all had a marked but transient clinical response, and we published this case series in 2009.
So you were giving these people, in the course of treating their blood cancer, their lymphoma, the drug rituximab, which hits and destroys B cells in the body, which are in these patients the cancer cells. And as a side effect almost of that treatment, these people who had previously said they had disabling symptoms of ME, chronic fatigue syndrome, they got better.
That's correct.
Olav, I was going to bring you in and, and say what actually happened to these people when you did this?
The three pilot patients all had response to treatment, and one thing we observed in these three patients is that we have a pattern of responses and relapses after the rituximab treatment with a lag time of several months from initial and rapid B-cell depletion until they start getting clinical responses. And such patterns are also seen in established autoimmune diseases after rituximab treatment. We believe that this fits with the B-cells not being produced for a period after rituximab, which allows a natural degradation of autoantibodies, that is, antibodies that have adverse effects on bodily functions, with the symptom improving when the antibody level drops. We really think this points that ME, at least in a large subportion, is an autoimmune disease. It's also supported that 70% of the patients with ME, they get it immediately after an infection, and there is, like in other autoimmune diseases, 3 to 4 times as many women as men who get the disease. And also a big study from the US has shown a moderate and highly significant risk of B-cell lymphoma in elderly ME-CSF patients, showing that the patients may have a chronically activated B-cell system. And we see the same lymphoma risk also in established autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and Sjögren's disease.
So putting all of this together, you get these patients who they happen to have a lymphoma, a cancer of the blood system, but they also have chronic fatigue syndrome. You treat their lymphoma with a drug which takes down their B cells, which are the cause of their cancer. They get this pattern of their disease recovers when the B cells go away, but with a time lag corresponding to the time it takes the B cells to go and the antibodies to go. And then when the B cells come back in these patients, then the symptoms come back, which looks like it's tying the two things together, doesn't it? So what do you think that the B cells are doing in these people to actually make, Olav, the symptoms of chronic fatigue syndrome in those patients?
We think that it is a kind of an immune response, and it obviously affects some very central function in the body. We're not at all convinced that ME is a kind of inflammatory condition in the brain. Probably more important, I think, what is happening in blood vessels. We have indications that blood vessels do not function as they should, giving the dynamic flow to different parts of the body when it is needed.
It's like the patients have a problem in the fine-tuning or regulation of blood flow according to the demands of the tissues for oxygen and nutrients. The patients often describe they feel like running marathon when they have done a very limited exertion, and they get brain fog from exertion and so on. So our hypothesis is that the immune system somehow disturbs the fine-tuned regulation of blood flow in tissues, including in the brain.
And Øystein, what are you now doing to try to firm this up? Because your initial results that you published, while very interesting, are on very small numbers of patients. And obviously we'd like to see big numbers of patients in order to make sure that this is not a statistical blip. It's not happened due to chance, it's real.
To try to convince ourselves, we first did, as you say, a small randomized study, which was published in 2011 with 15 patients given 2 infusions of rituximab and 15 patients given placebo. 10 out of the 15 that got rituximab had a clinical response, while 2 of the 15 in the placebo group. So that was some kind of sign of clinical activity to us. So then we did an open-label study with no placebo group, further rituximab infusion, prolonging the period with low B cells. We gave 6 infusions of rituximab up to 15 months and then followed the patient for 3 years. So this study is now submitted for publication, but we can say that again, 2/3 had a clinical response, and the response durations were much prolonged when we gave maintenance treatment. But these two studies are not designed to give a definite answer to whether rituximab works in ME. So therefore, we are now performing a larger phase 3 study, multicenter in Norway, with 152 patients. Half of them will receive 6 rituximab infusions during the first year, and half of them will receive placebo. And then we will follow the patients for 2 years. And we hope that this study will either verify or refute if rituximab may give benefit to ME patients in a significant proportion.
I hope that the pair of you will come back and tell us what that study shows. Thank you both very much. That's Øystein Fluger and also Olaf Meller, and they're from the Haukeland University Hospital in Bergen, Norway.